USA News update. Wall Street closed sharply lower today after Fed Chair Jerome Powell had this to say about interest rates during a Senate hearing.
Ongoing increases in the target range for the federal funds rate will be appropriate in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
That sent shockwaves through the markets. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had lost 575 points. The S&P 500 fell 62. The NASDAQ dropped 145. At least one person is dead after a mid-air collision between two small planes in Florida, and there may be more fatalities. One of those planes is more than 20 feet underwater. The crash site in Winter Haven, about 50 miles east of Tampa. And the federal government is trying to put a stop to the merger of JetBlue and Spirit Airlines. The $3.8 billion merger would create the nation's fifth largest airline and eliminate Spirit altogether. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.